Okay, we are back broadcasting from Camp Kaylee. Nida Daf Lamed Vav. We are going to start on Lamed Hey. I'm a base towards the bottom. Just scheduling note, I've gotten a number of requests asking for the Daf to be up earlier, either the night before or the next day. I hope what probably looks like I'm going to try to have the Daf a day early, meaning to be doing each day, the following day, Sunday morning, I'll be doing Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, etc. The only issue might be Friday morning, I'm going to be broadcasting Sunday's daf. So those who listen might want to do Shabbos's first and then listen to the one that's up from Friday on Sunday. But Bezrat Hashem, I will try to have all the, again, Sunday through Friday up, but just the day before, the day earlier, so that it's easier for those who like to listen in the morning. Bezrat Hashem, but we'll figure out the exact schedule. But for today, we're starting with Lamed Vav, which is today's daf. We are on Lamed Hey Amid Beis, three lines from the bottom. Ta Shema. That's what we're going to start. The Gemara now is in the sugya of Rav and Levi, which came up one time earlier in the Masechta, and that is the sugya of Ma'ayan. Ma'ayan Echadhu or Shtei Ma'ayanos. Rav says, Ma'ayan Echadhu. What does that mean? That when a woman has dam flowing out of her during the days of Leda, during the days of Yemei Tuma and Yemei Tara, as we know, for a Zachar, for a Nekeva, different times for different children. So the Gemara is Machlokas. Rav says, Ma'ayan Echadu. It all is the same source in a woman's body, and even if it just flows out straight without stopping, the Torah is Matamiya during the first 7 days for a boy and 14 days for a girl, and it's Matar right after that, Ma'ayan Echadu. Well, Levi says, no, Shnei Ma'ayan Oseim. Levi says, it's two Ma'ayanos, it's two sources, and while one is open, the other one does not open up until the first one is closed, and then the other one could open up afterwards. Shnei Ma'ayanos. Chassam Sofer writes in a Shuva that he finds it's difficult to suggest that this is a machlokas and mitzius, because after all, why don't you just check if it's an issue of where the dam comes from? It must be, he says, that the dam all comes from the same spot, and they know the anatomy. The question is maybe what causes the dam to come out, different types of hormones, different types of generators, physical generators in the body that causes different processes and different flows to occur. So that's the machlokas between Rav and Levi regarding Ma'ayan Echad or Shnei Ma'ayanos. Okay, so now we're in the sugyas of asking questions on those shitas. So Tashma, we'll go to the third question. There's going to be six or so questions on the different shitas of Rav and Levi. So we will go to now Tashma, three lines from the bottom on Lamed Hey Amid Beis. Says the Gemara Tashma, Dvosa Titma, this is the pasuk by a Yoledes, Devosa, she has a flow, titma, that will be metameher. L'rabos es bo'ala. So that extra phrase, Rashi explains that it's an extra pasuk, because it could have said, v'tama shivas yamim, ki mei nida. You didn't need the word devosa. So, the braisa darshes, l'rabos es bo'ala. This is to include that not only is a yoledes tameya, but even her bo'el, a bo'el yoledes. We know there is an avatuma called a bo'el nida. So, here, that's come up in the past, in this Pesachta. So here we have a Bo'el Yoledes. Yoledes is Tamei, but Yoledes the first 7 or 14 days is similar to a Nida. So we have a Lima to say that the Halacha of Bo'ala also applies to her. Interesting Machlokes, Rashi and Tosas elsewhere, Rashi and Maseches Yuma on Dav Zayin, where Rashi says a Bo'al Nida, which we just said that a Bo'al Yoledes is considered a Bo'al Nida. Is that considered a person who has Tuma Hayotze Migufo? There are different categories of Tuma and Tara. So if you have a Tame Mace, that's not Tuma Yose Migufo, because the source of that Tuma is external. Well, if you have a Zav or a Nida, so that is Tuma Yose Migufo. What about a Boel Nida? A Boel Nida is someone whose source of Tuma is a Tuma Hayose Migufo source, but they themselves didn't have Tuma flow from them, but do they have that status? So that is a Machlokas Rishonim. Rashi and Yuma Dav Zayin says that a Boel Nida is Chashiv Tuma Yose Migufo, while Tosfos elsewhere in Moikat and Dav Tezvav says that a Boel Nida is not Chashiv Tuma Hayose Migufo. That's a fascinating Machlokas. How do you look at the Tuma Bo'al Nida? Does a Bo'al Nida, or in our context, a Bo'al Yoledes, does that person, that man, step into the shoes of the Nida, of the Yoledes, and they themselves are considered Tuma Yotze Migufo? It's as if they are them, because after all, that's their Tuma. not exactly the same, but there are certain halachas that are different, but that's what we say. Halachically, they step into the shoes. Or do we say no? That they're not considered tuma yotzi migufo, because after all, it's not. It's physically not. It's not flowing out. So machlokas might be, do you look at it more halachically or physically? How do you define a tuma sheyotze migufo? Something that flows from the body, do we look at it as a physical manifestation of the tuma? And that's what Tosfos says. So of course, this bal nida is not. While Rashi might say, no, it's a halachic category, and therefore, you could have this status even if you don't physically have the tuma sheyotze migufo. Or as long as someone has tuma yotze migufo, that's good enough for you to transfer that status. Okay, that's the first line. So, Dvosa Titma, Lerabos Es Bo'ala, to include Bo'ala for Yoledis. Dvosa Titma, Lerabos Alelos, next, to include even the nights. She is Tame even for the nights. Rashi explains, because the Pasuk says Yamim, so you might have thought only Yamim and not Lelos. That's an amazing Havamina. You might have thought that a Yoledis is only Tamea during the daytime, but during the nighttime she's not Tame, there's a break. You would think she's tame for 7 days. Lav dafka. That's an amazing havamina. We find sometimes havaminas like this that you might have certain halachas. If you take it literally, day and not night. Right, there's the Gemara. There's a Rashbam at the end of Maseches Psachim on the second to last daf, which discusses possibly eating the Korban Pesach, the Korban Shlamim. We know usually a Shlamim can be eaten for day, night, day. So you might say the Korban Pesach, which could be eaten at night. There's a havamina there that it's night, day, night. But you might have said maybe you don't not allowed to have the day in between, only the nights. It's literal. So again, sometimes you find seemingly based on just the linguistic language used, without focusing on the hemshech. That's the kamashlan. The kamashlan is that it's a svara that you can't be mechalik between day or nights. So dvosa titzma l'rabos halelos, to include the lelos for tumas yoledes. Dvosa titzma, third drasha in the brisa. L'rabos hayoledes bezov, shesricha sheteshev, shiva yamim nikiyim. To include yoledes bezov, if a woman who has a baby has the status when she gives birth of being a zava already, she is a zava who was a yoledes, that like came up in the Mishnah a couple of days ago, she has to wait shiva nikiyim. Those are the three halachas learned from Dvosa Titma in this brisa. Parenthetically, the Chazon Ish says, how could you learn three different halachas from the same word? So he says, maybe it's only two drushes. The first two are really linked. L'rabos is bal, and L'rabos halelos, that's really saying that she has the status of Anida. You don't need, it's not two different halachas. It's just saying that she has the status of Anida. And the second one, Yoledes Bezov, so that you might say that's also part of the status of Anita. The Chazon Ish says maybe it's learned from the different word in the Pasuk. You got to work out the what words are extra. But either way, this is the brisa. So now let's get to the question. Says the Gemara, Bishlama l'Rav d'Amar Mayan Echad Hu, according to Rav, who says Mayan Echad. Again, what does that mean? That the source of the dam is all the same. Tuma and Tara come from the same source. So Mishamachi Baya Shiva Yamniki, and that's why by Yoledes Bezov, all the sources of the dam come from the same source. Even the Leda and dam and Nida and Ziva all come from the same source. So that's why, according to Rav, it makes sense as Mayan Echad. So you need Shiva Nikiyim in order to create Tara, because up till now there was Tuma coming out of this source. So now you need to break it in order to create Tara. Elo Levi Damar Shnei Mayan Hasein. But according to Levi, who says there are two sources, and right when one closes up, the other one can open. So Lama Li Shiva. B'mashu Sagya. So why do you need Shiva Nikiyim? Why do you need seven clean days? You should have a little bit of Mashahu. Even a mashu should be good, a mashu of a break. Right when the mashu, there's a break, so now, after you have that break, so now, nistam ha-tameh, the tameh is closed up, so you should have a little bit, that's all, a little bit after, obviously, after the days of tumah. If you have a little break after the 14 days for a girl, or the 7 days for a boy, that should be good enough. And the Gemara answers, in achinami, hachi ka'amar, tzricha shetifs of mashahu, sheyalo lo l'shevinikiyim. As long as there's a little break after the Yemei Tuma, meaning there's a little break during Yemei Tahara days, so that is good enough. Once there's a little break, then she could be shofa'as. She could be having a lot of dam come out of her during her Yemei Tahara, but that's not Dam Tamar. That's Dam Tohar. And according to Levi, it's from Ma'ayan Tohar. And therefore, that could create Shivan Akiyim for a Yoledes Bezov, even though there's a lot coming out of her. That could be called Naki. Because what does Naki mean? Naki means Naki from Dam Tamay. And this is not Dam Tamay, and therefore, it is good enough for Levi. So that is the next question. That was really number three, because two of the questions were on yesterday's daf. That was the third Shiloh. Now we're up to the fourth, Tashma. Yimei Ibura Olon La Limei Minikusa. Vimei Minikusa Olon La Limei Ibura. We have this back in the first parak. The Gemara said there, the Brisa says, that for certain, to establish a woman as a Misulekes Damim, a woman who has the status, a Chazaka, of not having Dom come out of her, and therefore, for checking purposes and for vestos, she has the status of Amos Ulekas Damim. Remember, there was a sheet of Rabbi Eliezer there. We had earlier in Dav Zion that certain all women, the Gemishna said there are four women that have that special status. Rabbi Eliezer says that all women that miss three periods. So the Brisa here says that a Yemei Ibura, the days of pregnancy and the days of nursing, can combine for the three missed periods, the 3 months that a woman needs, 90 days, in order to create the status of Misulekas Damim. So, Yemei Ibura, Olam Olam Yemei Nikusa, Yemei Ibura could be Mashlim, the days of nursing, if a woman is nursing and then she becomes pregnant, Yemei Nikusa, Olam Olam Yemei Ibura, and vice versa. If she is pregnant and then she gives birth, Leda does not create a hefsek, and then the nursing, that could all be mashlim and complete the three months. So Ketzad, Hefsika Shtaim Yimei Ibura, Va'achas Yimei Minikusa, she has 2 months of pregnancy and 1 month of nursing. Shtaim Yimei Minikusa, Va'achas Yimei Ibura, or the opposite, or Achas Umechsab Yimei Ibura, Va'achas Umechsab Yimei Minikusa, or 1.5 and 1.5, Olam La L'Gimel Onos. So that all combines for the three onos that a woman does not have dam in order to create the chazaka of misulekes damim. So the Gemara says, Bishlam al Rav da Amar Ma'ayan Echad Hu. According to Rav, I understand. Ma'ayan Echad, again, it's all from the same source. Same kind of question that we just had. Mishum Hachi Baya Hefzik Gimel Onos. That's why you need the Hefzik of Gimel Onos, because similar to what we said, it's all Ma'ayan Echad. And therefore, if the Ma'ayan has been open, in order to create the woman as a Misulekes, you have to close it. It has to be closed for 3 months, because it's been open. Elolevi, Damar Shnei Ma'ayonos. But according to Levi, it says Shnei Ma'ayonos Heim. So Lamali Hefzik Gimel Onos. What do you need such a long Hefzik for? If the Tummy Ma'ayan is closed, and now the Tar one opens, B'mashu Husagi. So then again, you should just require a little bit, and that should be good enough to create a Chazaka Misulekes Damim Tameim. So the Gemara answers, again, you're right. Hachi kamar, sricha shetivsok, mashahu, kedei sheyalu lo gimel onos. That's what it means. She has to have a little bit of a break in order to create the status of gimel onos that she does not see. Stipler asks an interesting question. The Stipler right here in Simen Samach Vav, in Nida says, I understand, even according to Levi, we just answered for Levi, who holds Shnei Mayanos, but even according to Levi, Eich Bichla Mo'ilim Yimei HaTohar L'Tzarif L'Gimel Onos, we're saying that all these days that she's being Shofas, she can be having a lot of Dam come out during Yimei Tohar, and that's why she's still called Misulekes. I don't understand. That's according to Levi, asked the Stipler, what happens if a woman takes medicine that she does not have a period because of the medicine? She takes certain types of birth control pills. So is that going to create a status of Misulekes Damim? No. There's an external factor that's causing her not to have Dam. It's not something natural inside of her. It's an external factor. So to hear, the Ma'ayan of Tohar is open now. That is a factor that's not allowing her to have Dam Tameh. But let's say that's removed. So then why should she be in the status of Misulekes Damim for 3 months? There's a factor that's preventing her. Eichm bechlamo ilam yimei atoar litztarif legimel onos lachzika kuzlekas damim. Hare mashalo rasa ba'osana yamim mehamayana tamei, that which she didn't see, novea mikoach siba yidua. That comes from a deferred specific reason. Kibi osam yamim tava shednistam etzla hamayana tamei, it's closed. V'yisnikten lochiyach mikan chazaka amatzav gufa shimusulekas damim. How could you have to say that this is her natural state? There's a separate reason. There's an external factor that is preventing her from having dam. So to here, just like a medicine, just like a pill. So Mikan, so says the Stipler, what do you see from here? It must be that the status of the factor of Gimel Onos, the factor of missing three periods, is not Siman, but it's Siba, as we have discussed many times. Sometimes you have factors and you're not sure if these are reflections or causes, halachic generators. For example, we've discussed in the past, the first page of Rabbi Elchanan, the Kovet Shirim HaPsachim, he discusses Tseis HaKochavim, having three stars out. Do three stars reflect that it's nighttime now? Or do three stars cause it to be nighttime? You need these to create night. Nafkamina might be what size stars you need. Rabbi Machlok, Beinonim, Kitanim, or Gedolim. So Rabbi Elchanan says it might depend whether these are causing, these are Siba, or Siman, or it comes up by Simanim of Godless, Saros. What about physical maturity of a boy or a girl? Again, do you need that to reflect and show that, oh, this child is a Gadol? Or do you say, no, these Simanim cause the child to be a Gadol? So this sugi comes up in many, many areas, Siman and Siba. Says the Stipler, you know what you see from here? The fact that Levi allows the Ma'ayan Tahar to create the Gimel Onos, even though it seems like an external factor, it must be that it is a Siba, and if you have it, you have it. It's not a reflection of the natural state of the woman, which, because this is not the natural state of the woman, but it's a Siba. Ein bir hadavar sheha hafsaka mahave hochacha al teva ha'isha. Ela hafsaka atzma yotzeres teva baguf ha'isha shetia misulekes damim. And if even if it's for an external fat reason, the guf is nisragel to it, and it causes the status to come. And that's why we can say dayashaita there, v'chulu. So that is an important ha'ara of the Stipler, right here in Siman Samach Vav. Okay, we continue though now. Toshma says the Gemara. Next try, number five, if you're counting. Vishavin, the Brisa says, Vishavin, what does Vishavin here mean? Machlokes, well, we'll go with Rashi's Pshat. Vishavin, both Shammai and Hillel, going back to the first Mishnah in the Masechta. Vishavin, Beroe Achar Dam Tohar, Shedaya Shaita. If a woman sees Dam after Dam Tohar, say after the 40 and the 80 days, the first time she sees, Daya Shaita, meaning she does not have to go back at all retroactively in order to be mitame taris that she might have touched. Remember the first Mishnah in the Masechta, Shammai said Daya Shaita, Hillel said you have to go back somewhat, and mipikida lepikida, Chacham say no, me'es la'es, or pikida lepikida, whichever one is later. Okay, we had all the different shitas, but Rashi says that's what this is referring to. Everybody agrees, though, that right after you see Dam Tohar, you don't go back at all. Daya Shaita. So, now we ask the other way. Bish, the Mala Levi, to Amar Shnei Mayanos Heim. I understand according to Levi, who says Shnei Mayanos, this makes sense. Bishamachi Daya Shaita. Because up until now, the Tohar Ma'ayan has been open. And therefore, we don't assume that anything occurred until right now. The Ma'ayan has been closed. This Ma'ayan Tameh has been closed. So right now it opened, boom! So right from right now it's going to be Tameh. That's why we would say Daya Shaita. Ela l'Rav, the Amar Ma'ayan Echadu, but according to Rav, who says Ma'ayan Echad, so if the same Ma'ayan has been open the whole time, so the days of Torah are finished, but who says that anything has stopped coming out? Why should you say Daya Shaita? It's like every woman. You have a suffix about when this Riyah took place, and there's no Chazaka of Misulek is here because it's always been the same Mayan that's open. And automatically it changes at the end of day 80. As we had yesterday, the Nafkamina, that right, when if she shofas from before to after, it's Machlokas, Rav and Levi. So am I Daya Shaita? To Tame Meis Leis, you should go back. And she should be Matame Meis Leis. Answer? The Lekka shows. You're right, theoretically it makes sense, but maybe here we're talking about a case where it's within 24 hours of the end of Yemei Tohar. The Lekka shows. It's the day which when she saw on day 81. So you can't say you go back 24 hours, because 24 hours ago, it was still Yemei Tohar. So even according to Rav, who says Mayan Echad, you can't be Matami 24 hours back. I, Vitatame mi Pekita la Pekita, at least go back maybe to the last Bedika, which might have been after Yemei Tohar. So Mara says, no, kivan de me'es la'es leka, mi pekita de pekita nami, lo gazu bar rabbanan. Remember, this whole discussion was a chshash de rabbanan. That's what we said back in the first parak, all of these shitas. How much do the rabbanan say you have to go back as a gzera. So once half of the gzera cannot apply, you cannot apply me'is leis, therefore the Gemara says you also cannot apply mi'pkita l'pkita, the whole gzera d'rabbanan falls away. Okay, so that reminds us a little bit of what we discussed back in the first parak. But again, keep in mind, we're going to have again in a second, the pashtus of this brisa of Ishavin, of Dayashaita, sounds like Levi. We were nidchak that, oh, we're talking about a case dafka within 24 hours after the day 80 or day 40. But the pashtus is like Levi, and that's what he's going to suggest in a few minutes again. Tashma. So, number six, last brisa brought here to relate to this, machlokas. Yoledes bezov shesafra v'lo tavla v'rasa. A yoledes bezov, a woman who was a zava, who had a baby. She was in a state of ziva already when she had a baby. How does this come up? Maybe we're going to have in the Mishnah also in a couple of minutes. She had re'iyas in her days of ziva, and then she had a day or two of not having labor pain. And then she had the baby, so those first 3 days are not considered Leda, they're considered Ziva. So what happens if she counted Shivinikiyam, but she did not go to the mikveh yet? She safra v'lo tavla, or she had the baby already, she got the Shivinikiyam, but she didn't go to the mikveh yet. V'ra'asa, and then she saw again. So this sounds familiar. Holchu b'shamei l'shitasan, b'shamei l'shitasan. It's a machlokas, b'shamei b'shilol. Remember we had earlier, on daf lamed dalet, we had the machlokas of dam yoledes shelo tavla, a woman who was a yoledes, that finished her yimei tuma, and she see dam, but she hasn't gone to the mikvah yet. So machlokas, b'shamei b'shilol, b'shilol is machmir. B'shilol says, she's tamei daraisa. And that's why, wach v'yavish. The Rabbi Sol said. Beishamai says, no. Right now she can go to the mikveh if she wants and be tahar. So even if she didn't go to the mikveh, we don't say that she has tumah daraisa. And that's why there's tumah darabanan, but that only applies by lach, by moist, and not by yavesh. That was the machlokas, if you remember, by dam yoledes, shelo, tavla, between Beishamai and Misilel. So now we have a parallel machlokas. Not only dam yoledes, but if she counted shivinikiyam for yoledes bezov, and then she saw. So they go lishitasan. So bishlama l'rav to amar mayon echad hu. So according to Rav, who says mayon echad, again, it's all from the same source. Mishum hachi mitami lach v'yavish. So I understand why Beis Hill would say in this case mitami lach v'yavish. Why we would say it is tamei, just like the case, it's one ma'ayan, and therefore Beis Hillel says you have to be worried, it's tumah daraisa, and until she goes to the mikveh, it has that status. Ela lelevi da'amar shnei ma'ayon hasheim, but according to Levi, who says shnei ma'ayon hasheim, again, amayim tamei lach v'yavish. She counted shivinikiyim, the ma'ayan has closed up, so she didn't go to the mikveh yet. But still, it's mimakar tahar ka'asi. It's coming from a tahar source. So why do we say it's matami lach v'yavish, which reflects tuma da'oraisa? Shouldn't say that. It's a different mayan. Know the Gemara answers? There's no answer. Amar lecha Levi, at least the first answer, anadamri katana deshavin. You're right. This brisa doesn't really fit according to my shita, but the previous one fits according to my shita. So it's a machlokas tanaim, and I'll hold like the other Brisa, the Brisa of Shavin, the previous question that we just asked, says Levi, the Pashas fits like me, so therefore I'm allowed to argue and hold like that Brisa. We'll get back to that in a couple of minutes. Let's first just continue. V'bayis Ema, or the other answer given, possibly, is even according to Levi, that it's Shnei Mayano saying, maybe Bishofas. This Brisa is a case where she didn't stop. She didn't stop seeing. So that's why we would say that even Levi would agree that she is mitame lach v'yavish, because she didn't stop. The Gemara says, what do you mean she didn't stop? Asafak tani. It says she counted shivinikiyim after the leida. So how do we say that she didn't stop? So the Gemara says, no, hacha b'yoledes nekeva bezov askinan. This is the case where she had a nekeva, she was a zava, and she had a nekeva. So let's do the math. The Shavua Kama Pascha. And she was able to count shivinikiyim right after the leida. Right, even during Yemei Tumah, she didn't have any Re'iyas Dam. She was able to count Shivinikiyim the first week, Shavua Kama Pascha. Then Shavua Basra Lo Pascha. And then the next 7 days, the second half of the Yemei Tumah, she did not stop. She had Re'iyas again, and then she was Shofas into Yemei Tohar. So in that case, so she's Safra, but she's Shofas. And just the only given that you have to add in is v'ksavar, the only assumption is yimei leidasa she'in roben olala lisfira zivasa. This Tana is holding that you could use yimei tuma of leida for Shiva Nakiyim for Ziva, right? You made Leidasa, the days of Leida, which are the days of Tumah, that she does not see, she can count for Sfiras Zivasas. So that is just an assumption, but that's how Levi also could have this Brisa fit in according to him. Stop there, a couple of points to talk about. First of all, Tosa says that Bizman Azeh, again, there's no nafkamina in terms of any of this, of a Yeledes Bezov, or any of these, because the last two lines of Tosa's Shavua, Miu Lidi Don, the Islan Chumra, the Rebbe Zera, Pshita Tososeres. According to us, we hold the Chumra, the Rebbe Zera, that we're going to have later on in the Samach Vav. Obviously, it is so serious. The afilu tavla varasa tzricha shiva nekiyim. Even if she was tovelis, she would require shiva nekiyim. So surely, if she was not tovelis, doesn't really make a difference to us. There's an interesting line that bothers the Nosei Kelim. Look on the tour. The tour quotes that if she's counting shiva nekiyim, even if she sees at the end of the shiva nekiyim, or even if she sees bein hashmashos, it is so serious. That is the language of the tour in Kuf Tzadik Vav. Right, again, any Re'iyah, even Ben Hashmashos. The Beis Yosef says on that tour, I don't understand the tour. There's no real nafkamina, whether she sees at the end or right during Ben Hashmashos, it's going to be Soseres. Forget Soseres. She saw. If she saw, so then she has to wait Shiva Nekiyim for that. Beis Yosef says, Ein mi zeh nafkusa, elo ledina talmud, shahaya chiluk bein nida leziva, aval ha'idna, achar chumra de Rebbe Zera, but bizman hazeh, where we have the chumra de Rebbe Zera anyway, to call isha sharoe afilu tipa kachardol, tzricha leishe Shiva Nekiyim, where a woman's going to have to wait anyway, in afkusa mi din zeh. What's the Torah talking about? Oh, if she sees at the end, it's going to be Soseres. It's Soseres. Di afo bish ina Soseres, hare tzricha leishe Shiva Nekiyim, achmas riyad achshav. Right, that's the Beis Yosef. Says the Taz in Kuf Tzadik Vav Gimel, v'hu dochik gadol sheyichtov atur din lefia Talmud. If it's not Lamaisa, why is the Torah writing it? Torah only writes Lamaisa. And even the Beis Yosef says the Taz, Shulchan Aruch quotes it. In Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Tzadik Vav, in Sif Yud, Hashiva Nekiyim, or Kuf Tzadik Vav is the simon of Shiva Nekiyim. Hashiva Nekiyim, our context is Shiva Nekiyim of after Yoledes Bezov. It's the same principle though. Shiva Nekiyim, Tzarech Sheyi Ritzufim. They have to have 7 straight days. Shlotir Adam Bahem, Shimras Adam, Afilu Besof, Yom Shvi'i, Sasra Kalayamim, Vitzricha Lifsok Batara, Velachsar Velimah Shiva Nekiyim. It's Soseres all the previous days. So again, the Taz is bothered. What do you mean Soseres all the previous days? Just say, she sees, so you have to wait Shiva Nekiyim for that Re'iyah. What's the difference with the Nafkamina? You have to write, oh, it's Soseres. You're just saying Lamaisa, that's what it does, but really it's, you have to wait for this Dam. So the Taz says, no, I can come up with a Nafkamina. What's the Nafkamina? We had a Daf B'Iyin share about this a little bit. What is the status of a woman during Shiva Nekiyim? When does her status change from Cheskas Tuma to Cheskas Tara? The Nira Lee says the Taz, Yeshbo Nafkusa Afladi Dun, Lefima Dekai Melandi Isha Sheesh La Veses, Eina Tzricha Bedika Klal, according to what we hold, that a woman who has a vest does not need a Bedika during not the time of vest, Vahatam to Azich Becheskas Tara, she's Becheskas Tara, Masha Enkim Beshiva Nekiyim, unlike during Shiva Nekiyim, where the Taz assumes she's Becheskas Tuma. The Hefzak Tara does not create a total change of Chazaka, but Shechazkas Tumah until Shiva Nekiyim finish. So Kamash Malan Khan, this is the Chiddush here, says the Taz. The Chazkas Tumah is on her until she finishes Shiva Nekiyim. And if she does not finish Shiva Nekiyim at the end of the 7 or during Ben Hashmashos, it's Soseres, meaning she stays Bechazkas Tumah. That's the status. She has to have a full 7 days. Only after that, she has a status of Cheskas Tara. Nafkamina can be Bedikos. So there is a Nafkamina, Lamaisa, that the Taz comes up with. Good. So that is one issue. The other issue is that we just said before, that Levi says, I can hold like the other opinions. So interesting, the Gemara, Levi's arguing with Rav. So the Gemara says in a number of places that by Rav, the Gemara can say Rav Tan Upalik. By Levi, the Gemara doesn't say that. Levi was early, but the Gemara doesn't say that here, that Levi is allowed to argue on a brisa, but he has a brisa that's supporting him. And this is the large issue that has come up many times in our discussions, and that is, can a Namora argue on a Tana if they really want to, when push comes to shove? So the Gemara usually ends up saying Tiufta, or Kasha, in a softer sense. But we have said there are some sources, a minority of sources, that maybe a Namora, when push comes to shoves, can argue on a Tana. The Kesef Mishnah in Hilchos Mamrim, in the second parak, says, if it's true, the Rambam there says, that if a later Bezdin decides to argue on a previous Bezdin's decision, they can. as long as there is great b'chachma v'minyan. So why can't an Amora argue on a Tana? So the Kesavisha sounds like he's saying that they could, but they wouldn't. They wouldn't. Because if a Tana would say something, they were machave to the MS more than the Amoraim, and therefore they wouldn't, but they could if they really wanted to. And that's how Reb Chaim quoted in Reb Elchanan, in the Kovet Shiurim. That's Reb Chaim on this to the Kesef Mishnah. The Chazon Ish says, Chas v'shalom. The Chazon Ish in his Likuta Manilchus Mamrim says, no, what are you talking about? All over Shas. The Gemara asks, how can an Amora say this? How can an Amora say that? Of course, an Amora cannot argue on a Tana. Where is this in the Gemara? So the Chazon Ish quotes the same idea that the Marsha says. The Gemara in Sanhedrin and in Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah, Daf Tes, I think. I'll read it to you from the Sanhedrin on Daf Sadik Zayin. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, the Gemara says, how long is the world going to be? It's the last line of the Amud Aleph on Sanhedrin, Sadik Zayin, Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Tana de Elio says, Sheshes Alafim Shana Havi Alma. The world's going to be 6,000 years long. Shnei Alafim Tohu, Shnei Alafim Torah, Shnei Alafim Yimot HaMashiach. 2,000 years of Tohu, nothingness. 2,000 years of Torah, 2,000 years of Yemos HaMashiach, that Mashiach could come during those last 2,000 years. Uba Avonoseinu Sherabu Yatsu Mehemashi Yatsu. And because of our Averis, you know, Mashiach has not come yet. So, the Gemara says, 2,000 years of Tohu. What happened at the end of 2,000 years? So, Rashi explains, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was born, we know, in 1948 of the Hebrew calendar. So at the year 2000 of the world, he was 52 years old. According to a number of Rishonim, that's when he discovered God. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, different shitas. The Rambam, the Ravid, was he 3? Was he 37? But here, if you go with the shita that he was 52, if it's imperfectly the year 2000, Tacha Shloninu Adayin Torah V'Hayah Ha'olam Kato, I'm reading Rashi, Omeyadam Arishon Ad Shahaya Abraham Ben Nun Bei Shana Ika Alpayim Shana. Rashi does the math. At 2000, he was 52, so he started Vanefesh Asher Asu B'Charon. He started spreading Torah values at year 2000. So that was what happened at the year 2000. What happened at the year 4000? That the years of Torah finished and Yemos HaMashiach started. Rashi says, no, the years of Torah did not finish. It just says the year 4000 because that's when Yemos HaMashiach days can start. But it's not parallel. It's not that something ended and something started like at the year 2000. But rather, it continues to just be parallel. It says 2000, 2000, 2000. That is what Rashi says. But if you look in the Marsha says that's Dachuk. And this, I think, is what the Chazon Ish also brings. The Marsha says, well, it sounds pretty parallel. Says the Marsha, he says, no, v'anir l'farish hadvarim kipashton, ki be'emes, achar shegolu Yisrael golus gemura, ein bohem Torah. The year 4000 is about 150 years after Bnei Yisrael went into Golus, after the Churban Abayas, and the Churban Bayas Sheni, and therefore, Torah, in a certain sense, finished. The centrality of the Bez Din, the centrality of Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, that finished. And what happened to the year 4000? That was just about Ksivas HaMishnah. The Adayin Lo Nizdaldul HaYeshivas An Acher Shemez Rebbe V'Gavar HaGolus V'Rabu Atzaris V'Kali Mi Torah U'Misham V'Eilach Mitoch HaGolus V'Atzaris V'Kol Oso Uzman Roy Lavo Mashiach. Because the Mishnah was written, that is an important halachic stage of the Misorah. That was the year 4000. After that, in the language of the Chazon Ish, everything is application. Right, the principles have already been laid down in the days of the Mishnah. Everything in the days of the Gemara and beyond are all application. And that is why an Amar cannot argue on a Mishnah. And that's why here the Gemara has to say that Levi holds like Tana Deshav. And he holds like the other Brisa. He can't just say whatever he wants. Good. Viter. Says the Gemara, Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. So we finish the sugya of Mayan Echad Shnei Mayanos. What do we hold? Amalei Ravina L'Ravashi. Omar Lan Rav Shemin Misichra. Rav Shimon says they have the Misora Ikla Marzutra La Asrin. Rav Marzutra came to our place Vidarish Ilchusakavasi the Rav Lachumra, Vilchusakavasi the Levi Lachumra. Oh, so the first opinion says that we are Machmir both Rav and Levi. We are Machmir for both of those Chumras, like Gemara said yesterday. There's a Chumra and a Kula, depending on the end of Yimei Tawar, or the end of Yimei Tumah, or the end of Yimei Tawar. Rav Ashi Amar? No. Hilchzak Avasi de Rav, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra? No. We pass him like Rav straight across, right? Like Hilchzak Rav B'Isurei. So we pass him like Rav straight across, Ben Lachumra or Ben Lakula. Dorash Mereimar, Hilchzak Avasi de Rav, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra? Also Rav says that. Hilchzak Avasi de Rav, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra? We pass him like Rav across the board, Ben Lakula, Ben Lachumra. Ask Tosis, doesn't the Gemara say elsewhere that if you just pick up chumras, you're a fool? If you just pick up the tchumras of both opposing shitas, you're a fool. And that's a target to sasri. Says Tosadim Tomar, I tre chumr to sasri adadininu. So how can you say that we should pick, take the chumras of Rav, both chumras? So answer V'yesh Lomar, says Tosus, Tahacha is not an issue that we really holding bivadaus, like the chumras of both shitas. But here it's a safek. V'yesh Lomar, Tahacha de misafgalon, pasik kamar lahachmir, kamar lahachmir. You're allowed to be machmir on both sides if you're doing it al safek. If you're doing it al zvada, you're just picking chumras because you like chumras. So that's foolish, says the Gemara elsewhere in Erevin. But if it's mesupik, so then we say that one could be machmir. V'chagavni quotes other cases where we would be machmir both sides as well. The Rishonim here discuss that bizman hazeh. Right, this whole sugi is about Dam Tohar and Shimon Akiyam, but the minog of most today, and the Shulchan Aruch already lays it down, is that we're not bal al Dam Tohar. But even in the days of the Rishonim, it was not 100% clear. The Dam Tohar Chumra. The issue being the Chumra Dereb Zera, which obviously existed in the days of the Rishonim, the Chumra Dereb Zera, did that apply to Yemei Tohar as well? That was the Shaila. So if you look at the Rambam quotes different opinions. The Rambam in Perek Yud Aleph, where that's where the Rambam goes through the history from the Daraisa. Before this, he quoted the Daraisa. Remember the sheet of the Rambam, which is against the other Rishonim, of Nida and Zava. The Rambam says you have 7-11, Kavua throughout the woman's life. We don't paskin that way. The other Rishonim say, no, a woman does not go back to be a Nida until she finishes Shivan Akiyam or Ziva. But after the Rambam says the Dinim Daraisa, he quotes, Kol Shemayinu B'Nida V'Zava V'Yoledes Hu Din Torah U'Kemishpatim Eilu Haya Osin K'shayu Bezen HaGadol Mitzuyin. This is the Dinim Daraisa. V'Hayu Shem Chachamim Gedolim Shemakir Madamim. In the days of old, there were chachamim that were bakiyin and damim, and the woman knew also. V'inralahem safik b'riyos. If it was a safik, they could figure out exactly what this woman is. U'ba'osan ayamim hayu b'nos yisron is haros midavar zeh. U'mishamros vestosehen. V'sofers tamim yimei nidav yimei ziva. They counted everything. But v'tara gadol yesh b'minyan ayamim. It's very difficult and confusing. Is she a nida? Is she a ziva? When did it start? As we had the daf earlier, pischei nida. U'mechach mei ha-talmud. Nistabek adavar harbe b'ray b'ray. Even in the days of the Gemara, it was hard. Vestos, limnos, ziva. Not every woman can do it, or man for that matter. But not everybody could calculate it correctly. Lefichach, chachamim started being machmir. V'gazer sheyikol yimei ha'isha kimei zivasa. Every woman should be considered a zava. V'yekol dam shetira savik damnidas v'yodech miru. And not only that, they were machmir. This is Reb Zera chumra yisera alzu v'nagel kulam b'chol makom sheish yisrael shekobas yisrael shetira dam afilu l'rasa l'tiba kachar do bavad. This is chumra de Reb Zera. And then he quotes v'chein kol hayoledes bizman hazeh. Harehi ki yoledes bizov v'tzuch hashim v'nikim k'moshe b'yarnu. There it is, that every woman who has a baby is considered Yoledes Bezov, and she needs Shivan Akiyim. Umenek Pashat Bishinar Ube Eret Hatzvi, Ube Svarad Ube Mairav, Shimraz Dam Betoch Yimei Malos, Avabi Shiraz Achar Shashavar Shivas Yimei Nakiyim Betavla. Even if a woman sees after Shivan Akiyim, Sothera Shivas Yimei Nakiyim, meaning she's not, we're not Bal Al Dam Tawar. Even if we know it's Dam Tawar, we know she has Shivan Akiyim, and we know this is Yimei Tawar, it doesn't matter. Shivan Akiyim. V'din zeh b'yimei ha-ga'onim nischadesh. And the Rambam says this was nischadesh b'yimei ha-ga'onim. V'zehem gazru shalo yiyah sham dam tohar klal. Shezeh shechmir b'rasir ala atzmam. That chumra de Reb Zera is not only during Yemei Tumah, but also Yemei Tohar. And he says, v'shamanu shebetzarfas bo'alam al dam tohar. K'din ha-talmud. I've heard in Sarfas that some are bo'alam al dam tohar. Ad hayom, achar asvira, v'davar zeh talui b'minhag. Says the Rambam, this is tali on minhag, and the Ritva also says this, that it depends on one's bizman hazeh, lo nafkal on midi. He says there are those that do bol adam tohar, hayanagu, b'chala galil hazeh, nagu shlo liv adam tohar, to kederi mixas gaonim, sh'omrim sh'gam zeh b'chal chumr b'nos Yisrael, kedei shlo yevel ados gami meinida, v'roi lachush l'minag b'makam sh'nagu iser. V'chein pasak, Rabbeinu Hagadol, that is the Ramban. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Kuf Sadek Dalid, Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that we are not Boel al Dam Tohar. Good. So that is all Halacha Lamaisa. Okay, we continue now. Hamekashe Nida. If a woman has is in labor, she is a nida. What does that mean? Automatically she's a nida? We'll have to see what the Gemara means, what the Gemara says the Mishnah means. Kashta shlosha yamim betoch yudalaf yom. We already alluded to this earlier in the Masechta. If a woman has 3 days of labor pain, and she has re'ios during that, kashta shlosha yamim betoch yudalaf yom, she has the 3 days during her 11, during her Yimei Ziva. Now we're back to the Din Daraisa, that she has Yimei Ziva, and she has 3 days of re'iyah with labor pain during those days. So if that leads right into the labor, then that's not called ziva. We'll have a limud in the Gemara soon that during Yimei Ziva, if she has leida during Yimei Ziva, that does not create ziva. That's a din d'araisa. It does not create ziva. But if she has a break after the labor pain, before the birth, that causes problems. If she has v'shafsa meis leis, she stops for 24 hours, where she doesn't have the labor pain, as we'll see, v'yolda, and then she gives birth. How is yoledes bezov? Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That's called yoledes when she is a zava, because she did not have the labor go right into the birth. And again, as we just said, but the Rush says it right here, bizman hazeh, all women are considered yoledes bezov. Rabbi Yeshua Omer? No. Laila v'yom kileli Shabbos v'yomo. Rabbi Yeshua says it's not a break of 24 hours. You need a break of a halachic day, which obviously starts the night before. Vayhi erev, vayhi voker, we know. So you need a halachic day. Rabbi Yeshua has that mesora. You look in Tosfos kilele kimle l'Rabbi Yeshua. Dim lo shafsa laila v'yom afal bisha shafsa meis leis machmas vlad haya. Rabbi Yeshua had that mesora. Or the Tosfos Arash says he was a baki in toldos hama'ayan. But he was a buck. Rabbi Yeshua had this mesorah that you need a 24-hour halachic day, not a 24-hour break. Good. That is Rabbi Yeshua. If you look in the Ritva, why do you compare it to Lele Shabbos V'yomo? Why is that here? Lele Shabbos V'yomo? So he quotes Tosas that we don't have in our Tosas. Diktagu b'Tosas. Telahachik tani kelele Shabbos. Why Lele Shabbos? What does Shabbos have to do with it? Lately, Shabbos v'yomo la'ash me'inan debay tosefes l'fana v'la'acharav. Fascinating. You need tosefes. Just like we have tosefes Shabbos, tosefes Yontif, tosefes Yom Kippur. You need tosefes. Tosefes shofi. So says the Rabbi Yeshua. Just like you need a halachic day, you need a halachic day with its tosefes. D'ilash me'inan. If it's just laila v'yom, just say laila v'yom. From the first line, it says laila v'yom. What do you need? Kalele Shabbos V'yomo. That's adding that you need Tosefes. Interestingly, we know Tosefes, Shabbos, Yontif is all Din D'Oraisa. There is a mystery why the Rambam does not quote it in Hilchos Shabbos and Yontif. The Rambam only quotes it in Hilchos Yom Kippur by Malacha. But why doesn't he have it? That's why the language of the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Shabbos, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes Tosefes Shabbos, the Shulchan Aruch quotes Yesh Omrim. Even though 99% of Rishonim hold of Tosefes Shabbos, that is a Din D'Oraisa, the Rambam does not quote it. So in deference to the Rambam, this is what the Bir Halacha points out there, the language of the Shulchan Aruch is Yesh Omrim Shetzorach Lahosef Michol Ala Kodesh. But not... He only quotes it in that minimal way, even though we definitely hold of Tosefes. That's the Ritva here. Interestingly, he quotes Tosefes. And the Aruch Laner says maybe even the word Shafsa, Pei and Vei, sometimes switch. So it could be similar to Shavsa, as in terms of Shabbos. So Shavsa and Shavsa. Okay. So that's a machlokas, how much time you need in between to have a break from the labor pain in order to make her considered a zava and not a just a yoledes. So Rabbi Lezer says 24 hours, Rabbi Yeshua says halachic 24 hours. Sheshafsa minatzar v'lo minadam, the Mishnah adds on, it has to be a break from pain, not from dam. Even if she has dam, as long as she had a break from the pain for 24 hours, that's already considered enough of a break. Kamehiki shuya, how far back in her pregnancy are we allowed to go back to say, this pain, this re'iyah with this pain is considered from her birth, and therefore she's not called a zava? Rabbi Meir, Omer, Afilu, Arba, Mechamishim Yom, even going back 40 days, 50 days. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Daya Chadasha, no, only 1 month back. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Omerim, in Kishu Yoser, Mishnei Shabbasos, 2 weeks back. So you're right, some women have contractions for weeks and weeks. But, Rebbe, these last sheets say it's limited the Taliya on Leda and not on Ziva is limited to either 2 weeks or a month or 40, 50 days. Okay. Or the Tanakhama might just be saying 40, 50, but really any. Says the Gemara back to the first line. Atu, Kala Makasha Nidahi. What does it mean? Hamakasha Nida. Any woman who has a baby has a status of a Nida. What if she has a labor pain during her Yimei Ziva? What do you mean she's a Nida? So, three shitos. What does it mean when a woman has a labor pain even during her Yemei Ziva, Nida Liyoma. Rav says, on a Daoraisa level, as we're about to see, labor pain during Yemei days of Ziva, labor pain and Re'ia during Yemei Ziva, Daoraisa is nothing. But there are two, we'll see, three shittas altogether, but two shittas that are gozer derabanan, for various reasons. Rav says, Nida Liyoma. Rav says, even though she's not really anything, she's not a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, because it's during her days of, she's having Leda, and Leda excludes Ziva, as we'll see from the Pasuk soon, but at least that day the husband and the wife cannot be together, she has to wait at least till nighttime. She's considered a Nida Liyoma, and the husband could be with her that night. Even though that's less than a regular Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom was ushered that night, you have to wait, but Nida Liyoma, that's what Rav says. Rashi explains, Amakasha v'ruadabi me ziva, if she sees them during ziva, avagav d'loasya beiladei ziva, even though it will never come to zava, because it's during leda, it's leda caused, miyu on that day, asur l'shame, she has to wait till that night, la'erev tovel, she should go to the mikveh that night, she doesn't have to wait shomer yom k'neged yom, because it's dam koshi, and dam koshi is not dam ziva, that is Rav. Ushmuel amar, chayshin shem etishva, Shmuel says, no, what are you talking about? You have to wait because maybe she's going to have a break and this will end up retroactively being Zava, not Leda. So you can't take that chance. She has to wait. Yom Kedeged Yom. Durabanan. But she has to be worried, says Shmuel. Rabbi Yitzchak Amar Makashi Ein Aklum. Rabbi Yitzchak says, no, nothing. They can be together that day. Ein Aklum. This is Koshi. This is not Leda. I have Haftani Amakashi Nida. What does Rabbi Yitzchak do with the Mishnah? Amakashi Nida. Amar Rava. Rava says, that's not talking about seeing in the days of Ziva. Bime Nida Niva. If she has Dam Koshi during days of Nida, she's a Nida. Bime Ziva Tahora. But during the days of Ziva, she's Tahora. Lagamre. Vatani. After all, the Brisa says, Amakashi Bime Nida Nida Bime Ziva Tahora. Exactly what Rabbi Yitzchak just said. Ketzad, what does that mean? Quoting the Braista, Kashta Yom Echad V'Shafsa Shnayim, if she has labor pains for one day and then she has 2 days break where she has rest from the pain. Osha Kashta Shnayim V'Shafsa Yom Echad. Osha Shafsa V'Kashta V'Chazra V'Shafsa Harezila Nisbezov. As long as she had 24 hours before the birth, so that's, she's considered a Zava. Aval, Shafsa Yom Echad, the Kashta Shnayim, if she had relief, but then she had the pain going right into the birth, Osha Shafsa Shnayim, V'Kashta Yom Echad, Osha Kashta, V'Shafsa, V'Chazra, V'Kashta, Einzu Yoledes Bezov, if she had the pain going straight in, Yoledes, that is not called Yoledes Bezov, that's regular Yoledes. Klolo Shal Davar, the rule is, Koshi Samach Laleda, Einzu Yoledes Bezov, if she had labor pain straight in to the birth, so then that is not called, that's all attributed to the birth and not to the Ziva, Shofi Samach Laleda, how is Yoledes Bezov? Shofi Samach Laleda, if she had a relief right before the Leda, that is Yoledes Bezov, and that can be contributed, that is not attributed to the birth, that's considered to, and she is a Zava. Hananya, let's just finish the Braisa. Hananya ben Achi Rebbe Yeshua. Omer Hananya, the nephew of Rebbe Yeshua, said a different Shita. Kol Shachal Kishuya B'Shlishi Shala. If she had 3 days of Re'ia during her Ziva, and on the third day, at any time on the third day, she had labor pain, Afilu Kalei Amkula B'Shofi, even if she then has relief, Einzu Yoledes Bezov, that is not Ziva. Because on the third day, the day that would make her a Zava Gedola, she had labor pain, boom, that ruins the creation of her becoming a Zava. That is the Shita of Hananya, the nephew of Rabbi Yeshua. Period. Kol Shadavar Lasuye Mai, in the Tanakama Shita, what did that line of Kol Shadavar include? Lasuye the Hananya, including Hananya, because the Tanakama Ari is a Hananya, that we would say that is attributed to Zava and not to Leda. Period. But that's the Brisa that we see, that as long as you have Shofi in between, so then that could be called Ziva, without Shofi, not. If you look in the Chashuki Chemed, the first of the two Chashuki Chemeds today, talking about Shmuel, Shmuel says he worried. Shema Tishve, maybe it's going to go back. So, interesting case, there was a man who sold, Reuven sold Shimon a field, and on that field there were Esrog trees. And Reuven said, it's yours, as long as B'tnai, that if the government stumps starts collecting heavy taxes on the field, the mechira will be batel mafreya. Shimon says, I don't want to pay all these taxes, so therefore we have an agreement that if the shilton at some point in the future comes and says that we want all these taxes on this field, I'm going to give it back to you. So the shaila is, it's sukkis, and now Shimon wants to use these esrogim, which are his now. He wants to use that for lachem, for the first day of Sukkot. The problem is, what if in the future something happens and the taxes are collected and then Memelo will be batel l'mafreya and it will not have been his? So the question is, are we worried about that? So the Rav Zilberstein quotes the Ramban on our Gemara, the Ramban on the Ran, ask on Rabbi Yitzchak. How can Rabbi Yitzchak say that could be, that could, the husband and the wife could be together during the day? Maybe there'll be shofi here. So how could he be worried? So the Ramban on the Ran says, what normally happens? When a woman has labor pain, usually it gets worse and worse. And as long as that's the natural flow of things, you don't have to be worried. You don't have to be worried about shofi. Usually you're right. Shema, you have to be worried. Shema yamus or shema yechle. Certain cases that are probable and possible. But here it's very improbable. So therefore, you don't have to be worried about it. So says Rav Zilberstein, it's the same thing here. Most of the time, if you haven't had the taxes collected, so far, we could assume that it is not a, it's not going to be a problem. So therefore, you could use these as shrogim. Good. We know immediately finishing up. Last section. So how do we know? We're the psukim. We just had a brisa that proved that as long as you have shofi in between, it's okay. And that the leda, re'ias of leda accompanied with koshi do not create the status of zavas. How do you know that from the din d'oraisa? We know immediately. So the Tana Rabban and the brisa says, Dama machmas atma v'lo machmas vlad. Dama. Only, she becomes a zava only with blood that flows from naturally from her, but not because of the baby. Any dam that comes because of the baby is not attributed to her. It does not make her a zava. Ata omer machmas vlado enu ela machmas ones. Do you exclude vlad or do you exclude other onsim, other external factors? So kshu omer v'kisha ki azuv zov dama hari anas amur. So you already know. Anas is already excluded. Hari mani makayin dama dama machmas asma machmas vlad. That's the pasuk. So we exclude Vlad. So Mara Isa Lataris of Vlad Alatame Baones. Why do you go in that direction? You metaher this Zava, if she has dam because of the Vlad, you metar her, and you metame her for other onsim. Metar, why? So the Gemara says, metar ani bavlad, sheish tara acharav. Because by Vlad, you're going to have you made Torah anyway, later on. So there is tara associated with this Vlad. So that's why here too, you're going to be metar her. Umetame ani ba'ones, she ain't tara acharav. And you're going to be metame ba'ones, because there is no tara associated to a re'ia ba'ones, by a woman. So the Gemara says, 1 second, adarava. Metar ani ba'ones, she ain't ones bezavtar. For a man, re'ia for a zav, ba'ones is tar. Somewhere it says, but we're not talking about a man. Hashtamiya b'isha kaiminon. Ba'ones b'isha lo ashkechan. In zava, don't compare zav to zava. Interesting, havamina maskana. Are they in this, in the, they're both two of the Mechusre kapara, but do we assume that you can compare the two? Somewhere it says, no, it doesn't matter that an isha, a man is not ba'ones, an isha is not v'ibayisem, or the other, another way to get out of the possibility of the Gemara saying, aye, why don't you say the opposite? Ones and Vlad. Vibaisem what? My daitech, letahure ba'ones, letamuye ba'vlad. You're gonna say, ones, dam machmas, ones is tar, and machmas vlad is tame, and lecha ones galdamizeh. Vlad is an example of ones. You can't go in that direction. So it only makes sense to go in the direction of being metar vlad, which is one type of ones, and being metame everything else. Ihachi, nida nami, neima. So we've just excluded zava, so why don't we exclude nida? We said re'i is during yamei ziva. Do not create ziva. What about during nida? Iachi nida nami name is zova. Zova machmas asma vlo machmas vlad. Somewhere says no. Ata omer vlad. We're explaining the question a little more. Ata omer vlad o enu ella ones. Kshu omer v'isha kisiya zova. Ari ones amur. Hamani mekayim zova. Zova machmas asma vlo machmas vlad. So you exclude vlad by zova. So why don't you exclude it by nida also? So we try again. Amarish lakasha makra teshev. Different makar. Yesh lecha teshev, that's by a yoledes. Yesh lecha yeshiva acheres yikazu. There's another yeshiva after she has a re'iah like this one. Ve'ezuzu, zukoshi bimei ziva. Koshi bimei ziva, just like teshev bimei tara, so koshi bimei ziva is also yimei tawar. Ve'ema, right, but ziva is excluded, but not nida. Ve'ema zukoshi bimei nida, why not? Why only ziva, not nida? So one more time. Ela amar avu de Shmuel, amar krada maskana is v'tam'ah shivu ayim kenida za. The pasuk says she'll be tame for the first 2 weeks after an akeva, like her state of nida, and not like her ziva. Mechla de ziva satar, mashma, because it's not like ziva, ziva is tar. Ve'zazu, when is she tar for zava, zava is tame. Zukoshi, be ziva, it must be during koshi. Semicolon. So if the third source is really the source, what do you use dama for? Which was source number one. So you love dama. Without that, havamina kinida savalo kazivasa. Vafilu b'shofi. I would have thought even shofi, even if there's a break in between, she's tahora. Kamashmal or not, you can't have that. Okay. Maybe one more source, one more chashuke chemin, and then we'll stop. Another question. Riddle, he has. Ech yitachin, how is it possible that a woman would have a chiyuv d'oraisa to cancel a scheduled cesarean section? What would be that case? Oh, so he says, the example is, he goes through the sources, but he says, based on Rabbi Kivager on Mishnayos, right here, he says, if a woman is having labor pain, and therefore during her Yemei Ziva, and then she was with her husband. And as long as she was with her husband, the labor pain continues, so then it will all be attributed to the birth, and she will not have been a Zav, and everything would be fine and dandy. But what happened if she has a cesarean section? According to many Tanoim, cesarean section does not create Tumas Leda. So if she then has a cesarean, scheduled cesarean section, if she has the Sakaras Tafashas, obviously you do it. But if she has a scheduled cesarean, and she knows she had been with her husband 3 days ago, if she has cesarean, then it won't be called a Leda. And then Lamafreya, she'll have been a Zava, and then she will not have been allowed to be with her husband. So that's a case where she would have to be Mevatel, the scheduled cesarean, as long as it's not Mishum Sakana, so that she doesn't come into a world of Chiyav Kares, that she would have to bring a Karban Chatas. Okay, we'll stop here. Again, I will try to get onto a schedule of a day earlier. I'm not exactly sure when I'll be able to do that. I'll have to give two in a day, but we will continue. And again, please email back rosner.doff@gmail.com. The plans for the Siyum are underway. Baruch Hashem, August 2nd, that Thursday night, in Teaneck. Hope to see everybody there. Okay, we'll stop here.